Just say, come on, come on, Jesse, come on, one time, one time, one time, man.
You're gonna rape the audience.
Oh my gosh, what? It's what? It's not that bad. Come on, once, once, not even one line,
not even one line.
We're back with the Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
Oh, this is episode 8. Episode 8, Jitters. The restaurant.
There's a restaurant called the Jitters?
Jitters from The Flash.
Oh, I was like, what?
Duh.
I was like, what?
How did I make a Flash reference and you didn't? Wow.
Hi, my name is Barry Allen.
Okay, you can stop.
I'm fast.
This is that good episode, that pure...
Quality
episode, that pure Candyman episode, if any of you got that reference. Jesse doesn't get it.
Besides you telling me that the black guy is the actor.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Watch the Candyman, if any of you haven't. Good. It's pretty gruesome, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's like Freddy Krueger before Freddy Krueger.
How old is it?
Actually, I don't know if it's before Freddy Krueger or after.
Cheap knockoff Chinese film if it's after.
Why do you say cheap knockoff Chinese film?
Because that's what
it sounds kind of racist.
Nah.
Racism.
I don't know if I'm trying to get this app.
Most likely Japan made the app.
You think so?
Yeah.
What'd you point at?
Oh, I was acting like... I just pointed it like at the air. I was pointing it like it broke the fourth wall or something.
I don't get it.
Oh. You can't see them too? You can't see them?
No.
Oh, I can. I'm like Deadpool, yo.
Deadpool's just freaking
I'm
awesome.
Nothing like Deadpool.
Deadpool's so good.
We don't talk about Marvel on this show. Marvel's trash on this show.
Not trash.
DC's the best on this show. Because the show is about DC.
So
whatever. Whatever, Jesse. Whatever, you're supposed to be devoted to this show.
Superman could kill Deadpool.
No one can kill Deadpool.
Exactly. Number one Deadpool.
Not even Marvel can kill Deadpool.
There's a sword that can kill Deadpool, actually.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can, because Deadpool used it on Wolverine. And he killed Wolverine with it.
He can't use it against himself because... Okay, you know how he can stop healing factors?
Yeah.
What about Thanos' curse that he can't die from anything?
Well, let me ask if you go with the Thanos curse one that he has. I mean, there's multiple Deadpools.
Yeah, but the main Deadpool,
mm-hmm.
That's the one with the curse that he can't die with Thanos.
He could die.
And then Thanos realized he couldn't die, and he just kept the curse on him.
And then he fell in love with death?
Yeah. That's why he put the curse on him.
For
because
death?
Thanos was in love with death, and Deadpool's in love with death. And back to this episode. freaking the Candyman. Jitter, like, shaking like a junkie, as the show says.
No, it's seizure. Seizure time.
Seizures. Remember? He's like, shaking like a junkie. Shaking like a junkie, as the late, great Chloe would say.
Chloe, what's her last name?
Sullivan.
Yeah, Sullivan.
Actually, I used to think, when I, like, watched the show again... I used to be like, Solomon Grundy? What? And nope, nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other. I thought it was a little reference.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure this show invented Chloe Sullivan. But then she, like, comes back in comics after that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know what I realized?
What?
In the barn scene, where, like, they see Earl,
mm-hmm.
Whitney, Clark calls Whitney Pete.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he was like, Pete, get off him. Remember?
No, he said, hey, get off him, I know him.
Earl, back off, I know him. I swear he just said Pete.
It could sound like it, I guess.
I know you heard it. I know you heard it.
It could be K2, though.
No.
Hey, you back off. I know him.
It was a high pitch. It was a high kind of thing that he said, like, E.
Wow.
You can't say he.
Well, I don't know. Get the script.
If only.
30 pages later.
And then it says, like, and then next thing you know, it says, hey.
It's just, hey.
I'm like, mother, no, I'm kidding.
Throw, like, the least podcast channel, because he's only that one episode.
I hate the podcast now. Get rid of it. For our one viewer.
22 viewers.
We have 22 views.
Oh, yeah, one viewer.
Yeah, one viewer. And one subscriber.
Well,
both different people. Sadly.
Sadly. We're never going to
So, villain of the week. How do you feel about this?
That
Candyman that jitters. He never gets a villain of the week name, but I'm just going to call him Candyman.
He's all right. That's about it, really. He means nothing special.
Like, not, what do you think about his motive?
Well, I mean, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if I was the only way to cure somebody, I would kill myself, was to kill somebody, but he didn't even mean to kill the guy. It's an accident.
It was sad. He was like, Earl, go home, buddy. It was sad when he killed him, really, because he was like a cool, like, jamming out, oh, okay, this is nice, and then he's like, go home, Earl, I'm just trying to be nice to you, we know each other, Earl, and then he's like, Earl, get off me, and then,
that was sad,
what about that small gathering?
There's only a few people there.
Oh, yeah, there's only, like, five.
Maybe, like, 500.
No. 502.
Oh, 502.
Yeah, of course. Can't remember. You can't forget about that, too.
The guy who threw up?
No. The girls who were talking about Lana.
Oh, yeah, and Pete.
Oh, Pete rocking that Pete, Letterman.
It was Whitney.
I mean, it's gotten in your head now.
No, I just didn't even say it.
Whitney getting into, got that Letterman jacket back, rocking that Letterman.
I wonder how I got it back.
Coach, I lost my Letterman jacket. Oh, okay, coach, you can have another one. There's another coach.
But I haven't seen him yet.
Hey, coach, I forgot. I lost my Letterman jacket. And then, okay. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Cool, coach.
Cool.
At least you're not, like flaming people on fire and stuff like that.
Yeah,
cool, coach.
Yeah.
You know that gang?
Where's the principal at? Are you going to see him again?
The principal? The Asian one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is he gonna die finally?
No, he's not, actually.
Mm.
He's on frequently, actually.
Is he?
He's not a main cast member, but he's on frequently.
That's cool.
Actually, that actor was on Legend of Tomorrow last night.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't even watch Legend of Tomorrow.
Bro, it's good, actually. It's really good.
Wait, is it the new season just dropped?
Yeah.
With The Flash, everything?
It comes on the same day as The Flash.
You gonna watch Arrow tonight?
Arrow?
Yeah.
I can't watch it tonight.
Why?
I don't have cable.
Don't you have...
I can't watch it at the same time as they're watching cable.
Really?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
I have to watch it, like, the next day. That's how I watched the Flash episode last night.
Oh, I watched the same day.
Oh, I know. Legend of Tomorrow came on 2 days ago.
Yeah. So right before Flash did?
No.
Flash
didn't come on last night, remember?
Came on night four.
Yeah.
So yes. So they still both came on the same night.
Yeah, they come on the same night, but, like, Legend of Tomorrow is after The Flash.
How do you feel about The Flash episode, bro?
We're not talking about The Flash.
Was it good? Did you like it?
It was really... Okay, you guys... Anyone that doesn't watch The Flash has to watch The Flash. Watch Arrow first, though. You know what? We're not getting into this because you have to, like, watch all the shows to really get them.
You know what? Just watch Daredevil. Spirit process.
Just...
I don't really like
what?
It.
What?
Just watch Daredevil, bro.
I like Daredevil, actually.
Pretty good.
I like the movie, too.
Even I've never seen the movie.
Oh, it's actually not that bad. We could watch it tonight.
I don't know.
There's a podcast about the episode, or the movie. A lot of Evanescent songs are in it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, you know who that is? Wake me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I guess it's the only band they could get.
It's on that music placement.
Yep. Talk about that. Product placement? No, I'm kidding.
Last episode.
Oh, all that product placement. Oh, Church's Chicken, how I don't want to eat you, because right after I saw that product placement, I was like, ooh, chicken, and then she ate a
deer,
and I was like, oh,
that chicken. Product placement, John Deere product placement.
Oh, God, please, no.
You just see a John Deere tractor in the background just sitting there on like one of the farms. I'd die.
Dude, I'd be, like, laughing so hard.
Because she's eating a deer, John Deere.
Actually, what's the hardest you've ever laughed?
Whenever I look at my brother and he looks at me, you just can't stop laughing.
That's weird. No, like, hardest you've ever laughed, yeah, like, it. ever. Yeah. Really?
Yep, whenever he starts laughing, I start laughing, we cannot stop.
I was watching what's that actor that was the genie?
Off of...
A Robin Williams movie. Yeah. I was watching a Robin Williams movie.
Patch Adams is so sad.
I haven't seen Patch Adams.
What? Such a good movie.
You haven't seen Aladdin.
I know what it is though.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it though.
I know it's about that they find the genie and he's all the blue genie and that carpet, right? Isn't that a fine carpet
and,
in there?
And?
I mean, I know a lot about it.
That's all you know about it.
No.
But but I was watching a Robin Williams movie, it's when he has like a son that he adopt, like he gets a son that he adopted mm-hmm. from like the jungle of Amazon, stuff like that. I think it's like
Jumanji.
No, jungle something, but like he accidentally shoots his cat with a with a freaking sleep dart, and I laugh so hard.
Why? What was that so funny about that?
I don't know. It was so funny because he was trying to like wake up the cat, and it was just too funny.
Have you seen Mrs. Doubtfire?
I have seen
this. Such a good movie.
But that scene made me laugh so hard that I threw up from my mouth.
No, you didn't.
And my nose. It was the grossest thing.
But the funniest?
It was funny, but then it was so gross.
What did mom say about it?
She was grossed out, like super grossed out, and I could smell everything.
That's so bad.
It was so gross. I was like...
You know what?
I took a shower after that.
Might as well throw up.
It was so gross, dude.
Who throws up because they laugh?
Some people like accidentally like shoot out water from their nose when they laugh too much if they're drinking something.
Yeah, like, I can't laugh when I'm drinking.
But like, dude, that was too much, man. I don't know why I was laughing so hard.
Shoots like, a cat, and you're like, ah!
I was like, I was laughing so hard, and I was like, oh god. It was so terrible. I felt so bad, too. I was, like, eating at the same time.
Oh. No, bro.
Well, I wasn't eating while I was, like, watching that one scene.
Yeah.
But it was so gross.
I bet so. Seems pretty bad.
You've never laughed that hard? Like, anything close to that has ever happened?
Like, milk came out my nose.
Really?
That's probably it.
It's never happened to me.
That's pretty nasty.
Oh, you're so weird.
No, but I don't throw up. I don't throw up when
you know,
I laugh.
Some people can, like, drink through their nose.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, this one guy chug a beer. Like, I saw a video of this one guy chugging a beer through his nose.
Well, how can you do that? When did, like,
I don't know. I don't know. He was, like, he wasn't opening his mouth. He was just, like...
Could you see the beer out of his mouth?
You could see through the cup,
uh-huh.
And the beer was just going down.
That's kind of cool.
I was, like... That's cool.
Yeah, cool.
That's weird and gross, kind of, but it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. But why beer, though?
Like, I don't know.
Get some Dr. Pepper, bro. Get an adrenaline rush.
Dude,
sugar
get
rush.
Some Dr. Pepper. Ba-da. No. This video is not...
Not sponsored by
Dr. Pepper, so I'm pretty sure we can't say that. This podcast... Sorry about the video.
Isn't YouTube.
This isn't YouTube. This isn't trash.
YouTube
isn't trash. I know.
You can find anything on YouTube.
You can find
anything. It's not good, but you can.
Yeah. Sadly, you can find anything. Someone looked up elbow surgery. I could go through it. I could go through any surgery as long as
it doesn't have to do with it.
I could go through any... Like, I'd watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I could go through any surgery as long as it just doesn't have to do with the wrist.
Really? What's wrong with the wrist?
It just freaks me out. You know, have you seen John Wick?
Yeah, John Wick's the best, bro.
John Wick 2?
Seen John Wick 2.
You remember that scene when she cuts her wrists? Like that chick? John Wick's about to shoot the chick?
Mm-hmm. Like in the mirror maze?
No. Okay. John Wick's about to shoot this chick that's like about to take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, she just slits her wrists.
Oh, is that right there?
Out of nowhere. Yeah. And then just lays in the,
it just
in
dies.
The pool and like dies. That was so gross. I never realized I hated wrist stuff.
You're talking about whenever he went to go kill her.
Yeah.
His brother, her. His sister, that one guy's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that actually happened to me once.
That was so good. And he just walked out like it was nothing.
In school, like in my old school, like last year, in library, I was about to hit this girl with, like, a book. What just tap... Her? No, no, just, like, tap it. Like, playfully tap the book on her head. Mm. And she cut, like, the top of my wrist. Not like where my veins are down here. Yeah. Like, the top of it, just a little bit.
Were you freaking out?
No, okay, she cut it, and she was like, oh, jeez. I kind of felt it a little bit, just a little sting. Yeah. I was like... Close the book like this, like...
Aggressively.
And, like, put it down. And then I saw I was bleeding. And she was like, wow, you bleed a lot, Noah. And I was like, go away.
Go away.
Because I was like, I never knew I bled so much.
Well, I mean, once one cuts, it's kind of
what happens.
Really?
It was like an inch big.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the most I've ever bled is when a nail went through my hand right here.
I've gone through so much worse.
That's about it.
Most I've ever bled, I was running on a track.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a walking Wednesday. We used to have those. I was running on a track.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking down the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Flipped over a kid that... It's not funny. Why are you laughing? It's not funny.
Enough to remember this kid.
Okay. I hit this kid that was telling you... Stop it.
How old was the kid?
What?
How old was the kid?
He was the same age as me at the time.
Oh, okay, I thought you ran over a little kid.
No, okay. I was running, and I hit this other guy, and I flipped over. I landed right on my nose.
I broke my dad's nose in a fight before.
I landed right on my nose, and my skin was off of my nose. It was gone. It was freaking gone.
Yeah.
And I was bleeding everywhere. My hands were covered in blood. Everything was covered in blood.
Yeah.
I was throwing up.
Were your senses all off after that? Because, like, once your nose gets unbalanced, it's like you can't see or nothing.
Yeah. Because, like, I could barely see anything. Like, yeah. I was, like, blurry. And I threw up my food, but it was, like, covered in blood.
Oh, bloody food? That's pretty cool.
It was, like, gross. Though. And I was freaking out because I think I was in shock or something. So I was just kept saying blood. I was like, blood. Like, I was in shock.
Yeah.
And
you went to the hospital?
I went to the hospital. Well, I went to the emergency room, basically, like, the hospital.
Yeah.
It was freaky.
Was it cool, though, after?
After, I was okay. It turns out I didn't break my nose after that.
You didn't?
I didn't.
That's pretty cool.
I think you can kind of see, like, a mark on my nose. You can't?
No.
Someone said they could when I told them the story, but, like, I found out I didn't break my nose, mm-hmm. and then, like...
I found out I didn't break my nose.
And then, like... Bummer. Like, the past 3 months after that, there was, like, a big... You know when you scrape your, like, knee?
The scab?
You have a scab right there?
Yeah.
There's, like, a big scab, like, a line...
Were you embarrassed?
...down my nose. I didn't really think much of it. I did hate... Like, I went to a lockdown... At my school,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, where
they
like, they take you in and you spend the night there.
Yeah.
I went to a lockdown. It was super nice. And then, like, someone took a picture of me. Well, they were, like, taking pictures and stuff like that, and I paid for mine. I took a picture, and I didn't like it at all because of the cracked nose. I was like, I don't like this at all.
Okay, all right, actually, I lied. Most time I ever bleed when my face was in a big dog's mouth. Like, here, that's what this scar's from right here. And I almost got hit my temple.
Like that one scene in It?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's gross.
Like, my mom said whenever I went to the hospital, because I went, like, straight to the hospital because it was swollen, it got infected.
Do
like,
you have a bad nervous system?
Nah.
I have a really bad nervous system. Well, when I was a kid, I had a bad nervous system. Like, when someone would, like, when I went to the, like, dentist, they would touch just a little bit of the roof of my mouth,
mm-hmm.
instantly throw up.
Really?
And I was really,
gag reflexes?
I had a really bad gag reflex. I can do that with I can touch the roof of my mouth with my tongue now, and it's okay.
You used to not be able to touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue?
No, I used to not be able to do that without throwing up. I couldn't take any pills or anything.
Dang.
It was bad. And, like, And I was really drugs, like the drugs that they give you when you're supposed to, like, go to sleep and stuff like that. Oh, they did not work on me.
Really?
Well, they didn't work on me the way they wanted it to.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted it to put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I hallucinated instead.
That's pretty cool.
No, it wasn't, because my mom. I didn't remember any of it,
mm-hmm.
but my mom told me that I thought she was a monster and was freaking out. And I was kind of sad about it because I thought my own mom was a monster. Thank God I wasn't, like, this age, because that probably would have been, kind of metaphorical.
I mean, like, she took it literally.
Do you know what that means?
Like...
Metaphorical.
I don't know what metaphor is.
Okay, that would have been... If it would have been today, it would have been metaphorical for my mom being abusive, but she's not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, that would probably been metaphorical.
Oh, like, for her, like...
Yeah. Yeah. But now we're good.
Now we're good.
I'm all good
we're
now.
Good, we're good now, you know? No more hallucinations.
I can't really...
It would be funny if my mom recorded it.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Great. One of those things you'll never live down.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember when you were, like, 8 now and you thought I was a monster? No, Mom, well, here's the video.
Wow, that's terrible. That's terrible.
It's good parenting.
Good parenting. Speaking of parenting, Lex and Lex Jr., I mean, Luther and Luther Jr.
Is he a Luther Jr.?
No, I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, his dad.
Because he's his son.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's different, actually. I'm pretty sure Lionel is Luther Jr. Really? And then Lex is, like, Luther the second.
Really? Those two Lexes?
No, I meant Luther.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
No.
I don't want to dive too much into that because that would get, like, too far. There is an episode where it shows Lex's grandfather, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he weird?
He tried to rob someone in Smallville. Yeah.
What is it with these people in Smallville?
When supervillains aren't good. when you don't supervillain.
When you need that cash.
When you need that cash for that Smallville.
Yeah, no, it's like... product placement. That Gucci pocketbook.
That product placement. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Pretty much everyone that hasn't been fully introduced, you hate. Why?
What do you mean? Like who?
I was like, the OG Luther when he was coming in. And you were like, I hate Lionel. But you've barely seen him.
Because he seems mean. Like, every time you see him, he's mean to somebody. So I'm like,
He is a douche.
Yeah, he is a douche.
By the way, that's like the only cuss word, or technically cuss word, that we say on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're a Christian channel.
No,
I'm kidding. We're a Christian channel.
First, we're going to go ahead and open off this podcast for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father. No. Please give us more Smallville. No.
Season 13.
Dear Heavenly Father, please give us season 11 of Smallville. Next thing you know, it works.
Yeah, I'd die, bro.
Bro,
they bring him back as an adult, bro. And
I'd be like, okay, now I believe there's a God.
I know, right? Pray Smallville.
But like, he's like, oh, I guess there is a God.
Make our own little church, the Smallville Church. And, like, you just see season.
Oh, it's like that Family Guy episode. The Church of the Fawns. Oh,
you just, like.
And then, lettuce A.
You don't know where the cross is. You just see season one.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just chilling. Oh, bro.
You just see him on the cross when he was in the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Oh. When he was a Scarecrow.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be so weird.
I'd pray to Clark Kent.
I'd pray to shirtless Clark Kent. Oh yeah.
Oh.
I may be straight, but I'll be a little worried for Clark Kent.
A little worried for Clark Kent. What?
I may be a straight man, but I'll go a little zigzaggy for Clark Kent.
You're straight as a circle.
I may be straight, but I'll.
Always been for Clark Kent.
I would go out with Clark Kent. That's the point I'm making.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Well, like today now, or like
Tom Welling today? Then? Oh yeah. Tom Welling today and the old times. Oh yeah. I'm fully straight, but Tom Welling.
For the cash.
Actually, you know what? There's a lot of people in the show where I would say, oh yeah.
Go. To the guys?
Even if it's a guy.
Really?
I'm weird like that. Well. I'm trying to be honest. This is an honest podcast, and I'd hop on Clark. No, he
don't say that. And you just see the subscriber
and subscribers off, lost.
And go. Let me pull off for a second.
Hey, I wouldn't turn the leaf, but I would definitely flip it upside down, if you know what I mean. I'd definitely turn into a circle, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Don't.
Leaves. Just leaves.
Just scoot it over.
Hey, come on. Hey, come on. It's Tom Welling. Look at that beautiful face.
I'm not going to say he's, like, hot, but, like, for a dude, he's, like...
He's hot.
I'm not going to
say I'm kidding. I'm not going to say he's hot, but he's hot.
Not...
Hey, we're all honest on this podcast. When I say all, it's just me and you. You're not going to say it, are you?
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say he's a bad-looking dude, like...
Michael Rosenbaum, I would not hop on Michael Rosenbaum.
Michael Rosenbaum, if you're listening.
No offense, Michael Rosenbaum, if you're listening, because, I mean, I love you, but I don't love you that way.
Like,
Now, Tom Welling, if you're listening.
How do you feel Tom Brady?
What?
How do you feel about Tom Brady?
The guy in football?
The guy in football, you mean best quarterback ever
lived? You know I don't watch football.
I know, but you know who he is.
I know who Tom Brady is, but I don't watch football.
You know what he looks like?
He's blonde, right?
Not blonde hair, no.
Oh, really?
No, he's brown hair like mine.
Oh, so a dirty blonde.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And he's like 40.
okay. I don't know what to say to that.
What about Captain America?
Chris Evans?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Oh.
that 26-pack.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that 26-pack. Oh, yes, that glorious beard.
That glorious beard.
Oh, man.
He doesn't have a beard.
He has a beard.
I mean, he has one now, but he'll get rid of it.
No, he doesn't. He's not getting rid of it for Infinity War.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to have Infinity War.
Oh,
it's going to look good.
I don't know, bro.
Oh, man, that beard.
You just see, like, he has a mask on. It's like a weird, like,
he's not going to have a mask.
He's not going to have his mask on this one? Like, his little...
I think it looks better without a mask.
He's all right without a mask, but, like...
Oh, man, that beard, though.
Does it actually fit?
Oh, that beard.
Like, how long is it? How big is it?
Oh, it's just, like... It's not, like, really big. Just beard.
Is it a Gandalf beard?
No, of course not. Next thing you know, it's just a Gandalf beard. Even goes over the symbol and stuff like that.
All great thing, bro.
But, yes, Chris Evans... Are we playing Smash or Pass right now?
No, we're not playing Smash or Pass.
Oh, okay, never mind. Smash. Okay, anyway... Jesse's just looking at me with disappointment. Come on, Jesse. We're all honest.
Then you could handle the Hulk.
What?
Could you handle the Hulk?
No one can handle the Hulk. Scarlett Johansson can't handle the Hulk.
She tried.
Okay. We're not going to get into your love crush on Scarlett Johansson.
Bro, she's the hottest thing ever. She's the hottest thing that walked this planet, bro.
Okay. You got to calm down.
You're talking about Chris Evans and...
Evans is hot, though.
So is Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
And she's a girl.
I like girls, too.
I know, but I'm not going to call a guy hot.
I mean, I'm not saying I really like guys or like that, but I could... I wouldn't go to third base, but I could go to second. Oh, this podcast is turning very dark.
You know what, I got a text from my mom. Over there.
This podcast is turning very dark leaf today.
Back to the episode.
This is our segment I like to call the fashion report.
Report.
He might want to get closer. I don't think they heard it.
I heard it. Report. Take two.
No. Like, I don't think they heard you say report.
Oh, report. Yeah.
If you report. Anyway,
back to it.
I'll go first because you went last.
Go ahead.
Those freaking headphones that Clark was wearing when he was listening to music and eating the pizza.
There was no music on.
Those freaking. There was music.
I thought she said that. Would you look at that? You could hear me.
Yeah, but that's just because he has good hearing.
I mean.
But that's not a reference, okay? Every time you're like, oh, reference, I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
Calm down. But yeah, those headphones, though, those are late 2000s, bro. Those are, like,
that
really,
good candy,
those look too old, man.
Skull candy headphones, 2000 edition.
Oh, God, please stop.
Skull candy headphones aren't that bad now.
No, they're okay.
Turtle Beach is worth that.
So, okay. I got that, but I also got that Letterman jacket. Oh, the Letterman jacket's back. Whitney's rocking that Letterman jacket again, and five people were, like, wearing it at the party.
The Clark's
small gathering.
Clark's all, he's double shirting it again, like always.
He's double shirting it because it's cans.
How does he?
He never
gets too cold or too hot.
How does he not get too hot, though?
Superman.
Well, he's Superman, but shouldn't he get too hot?
I don't know, bro.
I can imagine how he doesn't get too cold, but too hot.
Maybe.
That's but he's always weird.
He's always wearing that underneck red shirt. I wonder if that's actually a shirt that is part of the sweater.
No, it's not. It's not part of the sweater. It's just another shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. You ever see him really take it off? No, in this season. Not yet. You haven't seen him rip off the sweater.
True. Or, yeah. We saw him shirtless, though.
You have saw him shirtless on the corner.
Pretty good abs too.
I wish I had those abs.
I wish I had those abs. Any man wishes he had the abs.
The 28 pack
of Tom Welling.
Pack of pudding cups.
I wish I had the same pack as like Lego Batman. That 9 pack.
Dude, yeah, that one dead center.
that nine pack, bro.
On the Lego movie, right? Isn't that Lego movie?
I have a 9 pack.
He pulls it, like, he takes off his shirt, and, like, no, this is Batman thing. It's 1, 2, 3, and then, like, 9 in the middle.
Yeah.
I was dying.
I love it. Where was the 8?
It was all lined up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 9 was in the middle. I love the part, parental lock.
Oh, yeah.
I have a still secret password. You mean Alfred Butler with 2 T's?
Gasp.
I was dying, bro. Let's go super ninja mode. Like, she can clearly
hear. Computer. How do I get the Joker in the Phantom Zone?
He doesn't say computer, he says pewter.
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 No, he says computer.
Well, sometimes, but you hear him a lot saying pewter.
I love that one, that reference, the freaking 60s reference when Alfred puts on the suit.
Oh, yeah.
The old suit. I love that.
I like, you went through similar phases in 2017, 2016, and 2015, or something like that.
2008, 2009, and 2008.
And that weird one back in
1961.
Yeah, I was like, that's so great.
When he's like doing
the family thing.
Weird like dance.
Oh, yeah, bam, boom.
Yeah, bam. I actually like that one, though.
The show?
Yeah. I'll watch that show sometimes.
It's pretty good.
Except when like Mr. Freeze is on it. He's like a...
Was it cringe?
It was real cringe.
I've never seen Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze on that show.
The Riddler did a pretty good job.
Okay, Mr. Freeze on that show, he has... Okay, he has like a... You know how he's... he has like a diving suit, mm-hmm. but it's painted blue. And he doesn't have the freaking like...
Helmet
on.
The fish tank?
He doesn't have the fish tank helmet on. Mm-hmm. He just has it off all the time.
Do you ever see it?
And he's Russian.
Is it Russian?
Because, okay, Batman the Animated Series, they redid his backstory to the... Oh, yeah, the Batman the Animated Series, they were like, they wanted to do his story again. Mm-hmm. So they thought of him, like, freezing his wife, thinking of a cure. They're the ones that made up that one.
Really?
Yeah. They also created the character Harley Quinn.
They did that?
And they made a backstory for her, too.
That's pretty cool. You know on Batman Lego 3, you can play the 1960 map? That's pretty cool. There's like a little...
It was like a mission.
It was hidden, too. You had to, like, find out.
I played that, too.
It was pretty fun. Like, the graphics went all like that, too. It was so cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Back to the episode! this is a segment I like to call... Jesse, you thought... Who did you think this episode? Oh, wait.
I don't think anyone.
You thought a few people.
Maybe Jonathan when he grabbed Jonathan at the hospital.
Okay, I would have... I guess Jonathan's one. But when they were hanging, you thought the Jitters guy was going to die.
Yeah.
You possibly thought that Lex was going to die.
Yeah.
Clark could have died.
Clark wasn't going to die. Well, because... Yeah, he wasn't going to die.
He could have died from that fall.
Uh-uh.
Remember? Because, like... The Jitters guy was next to him, so he had his regular strength.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he could have died from that fall.
No, because once he's far away enough away, he gets up right back.
Like, yeah, but if he fell with them, he would have died. Fell with them, yeah, he would have died.
That would suck.
So, two people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, three. Three people you thought was going to die. Three. 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3 Yeah. So this is a segment that we both like to call. You don't know.
Favorite scenes.
Favorite scenes. I'll go again because you went last time.
No, actually, you did.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember because I told you I was going to take that one from you, even though you already said it one time.
No. Remember?
Was it the one before that?
No, that was the one before that.
Okay, yeah, go ahead then.
I got this, fool. Oh, okay.
Start from the top and now
we... Okay, favorite scene. Number one, definitely the party.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, like, which part of the party?
That's a whole scene,
though. Just the whole party in general?
Yeah, the whole party in general.
And Lex was like, that's what game with that fireworks?
Especially with the fireworks and stuff like that. Well, that was really good.
Parties can make or break the reputation.
I love how Lex, how good of a, like, wingman.
Yeah.
But
he's evil.
Like a brother he's never had. Remember, I loved it when Lex was like, you're like the little brother I've never had.
But I still don't trust you.
You don't?
Not after the last that one episode, bro.
Oh, not after President Luthor
with Batman death in the background.
Yeah, look it up. That's actually a thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, next scene.
Next scene. What would be my significant other scene? Way of rocking. Going to the next scene. The next scene. I said, sweet water. Okay. Definitely when they were hanging. Yeah.
Nice.
Just because, like,
it was really intense.
Clark could have died and stuff like that. I love it how after they got out of the danger, the jitters guy's like, oh, we're all good, like, looking at them and nice.
Yeah.
And then he jitters again.
Yeah, it's like, really?
He's like, really? Come on, man.
All right, my favorite scene, I'm surprised you didn't say it, is when Clark was cleaning up the party.
And the super speed montage.
Yeah, and the parents were just chilling there, and mom had like, a plunger. Yeah, Jonathan Kitt was
good
like,
job. Yeah,
and then they drop the whole party thing when they say Earl was here. Like, did they ever mention that again?
Yeah, but I mean, that's just because that was just like a little thing that they did. But then, like, Earl is a much it matters a lot more. Earl matters a lot more,
and also. When Lex stood up to his dad.
Oh, yeah, when he's like, don't ever
grabs him, he's again. Like, his dad smiles. Like,
his dad smiles like, ooh, pride. What is this sense I'm feeling? Pride.
This is really good. All
right. Wait, no, the line goes, there's a feeling I've never thought before. Pride in someone else. Unfortunately, it's overwhelmed by furious rage. But yeah, that's some good scenes. So Jesse, how would you rate this episode in your own creative way of saying things?
7 out of 10 seizures.
Seizures. 7 out of 10 seizures. So why 7 out of 10?
Hey, I liked it. That's a pretty good episode. Like,
why not 8 out of 10?
Because it wasn't that good.
Wasn't like the one before last one 8 out of 10 for you?
No, that one was like a 4.
Why? Before the last one.
Oh, which one was that?
That one was the old man turning young gun.
Yeah, it was like that was like a 9.
Oh, that was like a 8.
It was
me.
Up there.
It was really up there for me. We both hate the freaking hunger one or craving.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I hated that one so much. I hate watching that one.
Yeah, pretty bad.
The story isn't even really good.
When you run out of ideas for episode. Might as well.
When you need product placement.
Yeah, we need cash to continue your seasonal funding.
Yep.
That's what that was.
Yeah, it was, obviously.
Bojangles and...
Church's Chicken.
Yeah, Church's Chicken, not Bojangles. I don't know what that is.
Brought to you by not Church's Chicken.
Yeah, we're not...
We need to be sponsored.
That'd be pretty cool.
We need to get sponsored. But...
I'll sponsor us.
With what?
Love. The love for our podcast.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Love for our podcast.
That's about it.
We love this podcast.
Yeet!
No, never do that again. That was terrible.
Did you hear? I'm going to call Genius Book of World Records to talk to him.
No.
Break a record? Yeah, I am.
Really?
I'm going to call him.
What is it?
Okay, so there's no current record for how many, like, as many necks as you can get in a minute. There's no current record for it.
Why would that be a record?
Because there's one for the dabs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there is. It's 270-something.
That sounds terrible.
So I might as well go ahead and put the record down.
I can do more dabs than that.
In a minute?
Oh, in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know if this counts as a dab. Because if so, then I could definitely beat that in a minute. You know? But, like, you know who held it before the guy who has 270?
Who?
Jake Paul's girlfriend.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Let's not talk about that anymore. World record of how many times someone bench watched Smallville is on mine.
We could get this.
We could get that world record.
But I was like, just reading something that says that it has to be relevant. Like, records have to be relevant.
Who cares about relevance?
The people who made the book.
We don't care about relevance. We're watching freaking Smallville.
Right. We're going to end up calling him one day, no? We need to get us, like, that'd be pretty cool for us to break a record.
Yeah, I would.
And it's free of charge. You don't have to pay nothing.
You know what would be better?
What?
If we got more views. Hit that subscribe. No, I'm kidding. Right. I'm kidding.
Would you want a world record, though? That'd be pretty cool.
A world record? Maybe.
That'd be so cool.
Because I'm like one of those people that don't read world record. Like,
you don't have to read it. You get a certificate for having
record. I'm just saying. Like, I'm one of those people that don't really read, like, Guinness World Record books. Mm. And I feel like a lot of other people don't read Guinness World Record books.
Well, you still hold a record, you know? So it's like world record.
True.
It's pretty cool.
But, like, it would have been like...
We're going to find one day.
One day.
Most comic books read in a day. Got it.
Dude, I bet that's a really big record.
I wonder if it is a record. We can look it up later.
I bet you anything that's a record.
I wouldn't doubt it.
What is the most movies watched in one day?
What counts as a movie, though? Like,
a movie.
An hour? Or, like, because...
Any movie. A documentary,
Bro, because we could, like, hardcore find some, like, cheap, long...
We could find, like 30-minute movies.
Would those count?
Yeah.
Then, bro, we could kill it. We need to find one disc and burn them all to one disc. That way we don't have to get up and constantly change it.
Don't, like, episodes count as tiny movies?
Mm, that's a show, not a movie. Exceptional.
Episodes count as tiny movies. Because like, sometimes movies have, like, it's, like, a trilogy or something like that.
True. Bro, I wonder, I don't know, we'll figure out, we should also do that one day, though, for real.
But, how would I rate this episode? I would have to say, how would I rate this episode, Jesse?
I don't know.
How do you think I would rate this episode?
It's an opinion.
It's my own opinion. It's my own opinion, god dang it.
I'll let you keep it at 7 like me.
I would not keep it at a 7 like you.
It's not that good?
I would keep
it... that bone, bro. This is right there, chilling. No, like, put your finger right here.
No, that's gross. It's gross. No, stop. Dude, stop putting your...
It's like,
stop hooking your bone. It's so,
like,
weird.
Tensing on my muscle.
But, okay, definitely 7.5.
So, okay.
7.5. 7.5.
Leatherman jackets are back.
No, I'm not gonna say Leatherman jackets because we've said Leatherman jackets too many times.
That was, like, the first episode.
Yeah, but then I kept, like, mentioning the Leatherman jacket.
But they're back, baby.
7.5. Random flashlights that appear out of nowhere.
There's only one. But one.
Yeah.
There actually was, like, 7 seizures.
The doy guy. There was, like, so many seizures.
That's weird.
Dang, I couldn't pick a good one. Couldn't pick a good one this week, god dang it.
Took the seizure one from you?
Yeah, you did.
No,
you can't. You don't pick another one.
I'm trying to help you out.
I mean, you already did it. Let's just come up with some other
ones. Let's come up with other ones. Honorable mentions.
So 7 out of 10 cards left by Clark Kent.
Yeah.
No?
7 out of 10 out of order bathrooms.
What?
7 out of 10 out of order bathrooms.
Was there any out of order bathrooms?
Remember? The bathroom is overfilled.
Yeah,
7
yeah.
out of 10 Martha Kent plungers.
7 out of 10 fireworks that went off.
Oh, yeah. let's see. 7 out of 10 gunshots.
7 out of 10 times that Clark got sick because of this kid.
7 out of 10 green hands from Clark. 7 out of 10 Whitney feeling like he should do something.
7 out of 10 the seventh time that he's wore this red shirt with a blue sweater.
7 out of 10 shirts. I'm going to do mine again. 7 out of 10 Martha Kent plungers. I love that.
That's pretty good.
I love that so much. Anything else over this episode?
Yeah, breaking the dab record right now.
Stop. No, please. You're trying to break the dab record when the dab record has broken you.
Oh.
To roast or to not, or not to roast? That is the question.
Nah, not to roast.
Not to roast? Really?
Clark Kent dies, dirt road, heart attack.
Clark?
Jonathan Kent dies, dirt road, heart attack. Fact.
You're right.
I know.
You're not right.
I bet you I'm right.
You're not.
And you're going to be like, you're not right. And then, like, when it happens, you'll be like, you're right.
No, when it doesn't happen, I'm going to be like, you're not right.
I googled it.
It's not going to happen, sir.
It will happen.
You lose. Good day, sir.
I'm tired.
From Willy Wonka.
Bless it. Yeah. Which one? The new one or the old one?
Old one, obviously.
Like the old one or the old one?
There's only one old one.
Well, I mean, there's two old ones because like the Johnny Depp one came out. The
Johnny Depp one's terrible.
It's pretty bad. I hate that one.
I really hate that one.
The old one's so good, though.
The old one, Gene Wilder is like the best. But, I would have to say this ends another episode of the Smallville Podcast. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
And
good night.
Good night. Do a good night. Smallville MFs is edited by Noah. Proudly sponsored by Smallville itself.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
Edited by Noah and starring Jesse and Noah. Smallville.